The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small presenting Stranded in Paradise from the book by John Dix. In this show, you'll be hearing stories and songs from the history of New Zealand rock and roll from 1955 through to 1988.
Kia ora, this is John Dix, I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
In our last episode, the development of the Chills, Sneaky Feelings, Stones and Verlaines was the yardstick by which outsiders would follow the growth of the Dunedin sound. That was Sneaky Feelings with Husband House. picking up from where we left off in the last episode of Stranded in Paradise, and of course the chapter being The Sounds of the South. Sneaky Feelings has become atypical of the Flying Nun roster, with later recordings, the 12-inch singles Better Than Before and Husband House, which we've just heard, and 1987's Sentimental Education LP, betraying an increasing, slick, accessible sound, and where the band had openly declared its intentions to gain wide acceptance. They fully deserved it. Sneaky Feelings songs are commercially acceptable without being bland, and that New Zealand radio had failed to latch onto them is further proof of the medium's lack of foresight. Their eyes set on international acceptance, Sneaky Feelings twice ventured out into the Flying Nun circuit of Britain and Europe.
So cold-blooded, you hate with a passion.
And that was Sneaky Feelings with Throwing Stones.
Over.
And that was The Stones with Down and Around. The fourth band on the influential 1982 Flying Nun release, Dunedin Double, was The Most Fun, a group that has the audacity to call itself The Stones. The group's selection of the Dunedin Double cover took this further with a layout which deliberately ripped off Exile on Main Street. But no, The Stones wasn't particularly influenced by the British band with a similar name. And that was The Stones with Something New. There was nothing serious about The Stones, no pretensions and few ambitions. They were a nose-down, grin-and-grind outfit, punk disciples, debauched and hedonistic, who buried any semblance of melody beneath a barrage of pure energy. Not surprising, given their hoonish behaviour and musical limitations, The Stones was the first of the Dunedin double bands to call it a day. On the whole, the deck was stacked against the Stones from the beginning, and during a 2.5 year career compromise was something never considered. At best, the combo could have achieved widespread cult support, and it came pretty close to that. Formed in early 81 by Wayne Elzey and Jeff Batts, with the lineup completed by drummer Graham Anderson, the Stones, with a relentless teenage drive, couldn't help but immediately win favour with Dunedin's neo-punks. The four songs on the Dunedin double set the standard for what was to follow. Chris Knox's TAC was perfect for the Stones. It gave the group four channels to play through. History will look on the Stones as a band of few achievements. Two national tours, one record, 1983's Another Disc, Another Dollar, and support act for New Order in Wellington. But for the converted, the Stones will remain one of the more exciting bands of the era. A few weeks after the Stones' demise in August 83, Shane Carter left the Cartilage family. He and fellow board game Wayne Elsie agreed to bury the hatchet and form a band with a difference. Two guitars and a drum machine. The Double Happies.
We'll be right back.
And that was The Double Happies with Needles and Plastic, the EP version. During board game days, Carter and Elsie had some fierce on-stage arguments. Not so in The Double Happies. All abuse and directed at drummer Herbie was not one of your upmarket synth-pop grillion-dollar affairs. Herbie was a cheap little thing that was knocked out in the 60s, or maybe even the 30s, a toy drum machine. In October 1983, Shane, Wayne and Herbie hit the Dunedin Rock Spots, a very strange band, two frantic guitarists and a retarded drum machine. Carter and Elsie would be really hitting it, showing off their musical prowess, tearing off a Bathgate-type assault, feeding back, tension building, except Herbie would be left behind at the second furlong. At other times, the guitarists would back off their relentless attack, long enough for the room to soak up some atmosphere. One of the boys would give Herbie a little kick to switch him off, and out would come a goddamn bossa nova rumba. Some atmosphere. The terrible twins would crack up anyway, but one thing was abundantly clear. Herbie wasn't cutting it. When the Double Happies was offered a slot on Flying Nun's Loony Tour in February 1984, Herbie was sent packing, replaced by John Colley, a human and an old school mate of Carter and Elsie's.
Yeah.
And that was the Double Happies with Others Way. In September came the Double B side, a minor hit. A second visit north came at year's end with a handful of Auckland gigs and the obligatory recording session. In June 85, they were back for more of the same. On Wednesday, June the 26th, the Double Happies left Auckland, catching the overnight train to Wellington. During the night, Wayne Elsey, in high spirits and playing the fool, opened a carriage door and leaned out as the train passed under a bridge. Given his jubilant mood at the time, it would be safe to suggest that he died with a smile on his face. A small consolation for the many friends of one of Dunedin's most popular and colourful characters. And let's listen to the B-side of that popular release of the Double Happies, Anyone Else Would.
Say what you mean, say what you mean, say what you mean, say what you mean, say what you mean.
Flying Nun's Dunedin scene doesn't, of course, end with Wayne Elzey's tragic death. The Chills, Sneaky Feelings and Verlaines were still out there doing it, and newer bands such as The Orange and Puddle, Look Blue Go Purple and the RIP rallied around the flag. Crystal Zoom was dead proud about their heritage. Their Flying Nun single was titled Dunedin on 45, snippets of local classics from The Clean, Chills and Verlaines, and indeed when one thinks of the city's sound, it is these groups which immediately spring to mind.
Hi, I'm someone pretending to be Brucey Prawl.
Hi, I'm Mikey Cha-Cha, and this is Dunedin Sound on 45.
Oh, wow.
Freak out.
Get down.
Session.
Totally.
Well, there you go. That was a bit of everything by Crystal Zoom, Dunedin Sound on 45, released in 1985. Now, I want to play a little bit of Look Blue, Go Purple, and we're going to go with As Does the Sun. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
And while we're on the Flying Nun Dunedin sound, let's have a listen to the Verlaines, Death and the Maiden. Such a distinctive sound in these Dunedin bands. I think we'll finish up with a bit of the chills right now in this week's episode of Stranded in Paradise. And next episode, we will be looking at some of the Christchurch bands coming up through the ranks. So look forward to catching you then. We'll have the last tune of the show right now by The Chills called Don't Be Memory.
This is John Dix. I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.